We are learning Mesechtas Erevin Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, and we learned the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph base that you put an Erev into a Migdal and you lose the key. The Tanakhama says it's an Erev. Rabbi Yisrael is not an Erev, but Tanakhama said it is an Erev, even though you don't have a key to get into the Migdal. What's the Pshat? So the first Gemara's Pshat was because you could break it. And why can you break it? Going to Rameya holds that you let it break a Migdal Shal Levenim. You're not allowed to break it. Teretz is Yontif, and it's a het to break it on Yontif, maybe even on Shabbos, Shalhalu the Gemara. But that's the het over here. Now the Gemara says a different pshat why you could break this Migdal and get into it according to the Tanna Kamma. And we're starting approximately 10 lines from the top. Rabba Rabbeis Varman Tavayu. Rabba Rabbeis Varman Tavayu, Hocha Migdal Shal Eitz Askino. We're talking about here a Migdal, it's like an armoire made out of wood. The Marsov a klihuv and binyan bekelim v'stir bekelim. One man dima holds that it's a keli, and we know that we pass an ain binyan v'stir bekelim. A kelim, there's no iser binyan or stira, and therefore you can break it on Shabbos to get the eriv. Or Marsov a oil hu. Other man dima holds it's a oil, and if it's oil, then it's binyan. Now the Rishonim speak out. The Rebbeinu Peretz. They'll talk about here. This migdal is bigger than 40 saw. It's a certain size that makes it. It's out of the size of a kli. It's already 40 saw. It's very big. And the machlekes is man the yomah holds oil in the stand because it's very big. It's not a kli. The other man the yomah holds since it's not attached to the ground, it's still called a kli and ein binyan v'stira v'kelim. And that will be the pshat in the machlekes of Eliezer and the rabban lamishta. If you could break the migdal, one man the yomah holds that this thing more than 40 saw is called a kli, and the other man the yomah holds it's a oil. We'll pluk the tiny tonight, and we have a similar machlekes in a different mishnah. But the Gemara thinks in the Havmini right now that's the Machlekes Tanoim. If something bigger than 40 saw could be called a Keli or a Binyan. The Tanaim went to the Mishnah in Zavim. Hekesh al Gabe Shida Teva or Migdal. If someone moves a Shida Teva or Migdal, the Loch is Tamei. We're talking about a Zav who moves something, it becomes Tamei. Rashi says he's wearing gloves or he pushed it with a stick, and therefore he didn't touch it. Actually, touch it. He just moved it. He moved it either a glove or a stick. He moved the sheet of teva migdal. Tana Kama says Tmeim, Rav Ruchem, Rav Shimon Mitarim say it's tahar. What's the machlek? It's my lav hakamifkin. My sava klihu. One man the almost a kli, and therefore it's a kabal tama. One man sava oilu. A person, the other man the almost holds that it's like a structure which is not makabal tama. So the same machlek. You see, we have sheet of teva migdal that's too big. Is it a kli or is it an oil? That's the machlekus. So the Gemara says, "Oh my bai, it's not true. Oh my bai, but Tisbra, you think that this is the machlekes there, but Tisbra, but Tanya, it says in a brayso, oil v'nisit, if it's oil and it's movable, tame kli v'ein nisit, if it's a kli that's not movable, which means it's screwed to the wall, then it's tar. V'ktani sefer, sefer says even more clear, if v'mhoyu nisotim, if they get moved, tameim zeh klal." That the Brayis says that klal nisit machmas koyche if it's moved from his power tamei machas varada if he shakes the ground and because of that this chest moves then it's tahar. But what do you see from all these three Brayis we just read now? It's two Brayis that even though it's oil, if you actually move it, it's tamei. So that can't be the first machlekes tamei or tamei or tar is if it's oil or not. Because it's mashma over here that if you can move it, even if it's a oil, it's still tamei. It's still tummy. That's the halacha by Azov. So it's back. It says back shver. What's pshat? Now it's shver. What's machlekes in this mishnah? In this mishnah in Mesecht Azov. So Gemara says Elam Abaye. The machlekes is like this. The kuliyama hesed machmas koyche tummy. If you move it, machmas means if I move this chest, it's tummy. Machmas rada. If I shake the ground and that makes a move, it's tahar. V'halcha barada machmas koyche eskinon. Here we're talking about a case where he pushed it not by his hand with a glove. And it didn't move. It just shuckled. It shook. It's like a rada means like a shivered. Is that called moving or not? Ma'asav have a hesed. That's called a hesed. Ma'asav alay have a hesed. So we're saying the kuliyama becomes tamei. The machlekes over here is if I make something shake, shiver, is it called a hesed or not? It becomes tamei. So now it's back shver. What's pshat around mishnah? We're saying the kuliyama. This migdal shidu teva migdal is called a kli to a certain extent. So why do you say ain't binyan v'kelim? It's dira v'kelim. It's back shver. What's pshat around mishnah? Why can't you shake it? That's the Mara's question now. Mesisa my mukula. What is that around mishnah like? Like Taisa speaks out. We don't want to say it's going according to the Mount of Yama. There is binyan v'kelim. That's beis shamay. We don't want to say like beis shamay. So it's back shver. What's pshat around mishnah? So here's our final pshat around mishnah. A bayav rova that went to value that we're talking about here, a chest that was tied with a key and not a key, it was tied with a rope and a lock. And you lost the key to the lock. It was a rope with a lock. Now, you have another etzi here. I could cut the rope. The middle, the cutter of mistan, is tied with a string, askinam. You need a knife to cut it. And like Rashi explains, that there is no iser to cut a string off a package on Shabbos, especially when you have to go get food, because it's mekalkel. It's mekalkel, you're ruining it. Rashi says that the Gemara in Beis says that if it's part of a structure on the karka, then the zegzera derabbanan looks like seiser. So he says, no, we're going to Rebbe here, that shvus legozu berabbanan. Therefore, that's cutting this, mekalkel this rope is not a problem. Even if it's a binyan, he says, goli derabbanan. So what's the machlekes? Well, Beis kinam mifskin, you need a knife to cut it. Tanakam asav lo krav yaisi, doma kol kelim atom shabbos. The Tanakhama says that it is Erev, because the Holograph Yasi, they let him bring a knife, he let him metaltal a knife to cut something, even though it's not the use of it. The knife is usually cut for a bread knife. I want to use it to cut the string. I'm allowed to use it for that because anything, I can use anything to gufa and mekayim, not a problem. Rabbi Eliezer says, not an Erev, Savalok Rabbi Nechemi, no, fill a talus, fill a tarvet, even a talus or a spoon, in the talim el tzarech tashmisham. A big chesh of Nechemi and Hilchas Muksa. Any keli, if you don't use for its use, even if a mutdig had use, you're not allowed to use it, only for its use. Therefore, you can't bring a knife to cut the string. Why not? Because it's not its use. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Holy Grail Chemia, what? It's used only to cut bread. It's a bread knife. It's not used to cut strings to break into somewhere. So that's, according to Rabbi Chemia, the Chizur Rabbi Chemia, only used for its use, and only Tzarech Tashmisha, and therefore you can't bring it. And since you can't bring it, like Rashi says, V'ikka Tashmisha Shel Sakin, the main thing of a Sakin, Lo Lach Techavalim, not to cut ropes, a Lechem Abasa, to cut bread and meat. That's what it's for. Davanitl is to bring something, only let bring something for something that's Muxus. So you're asking here, did you say else that?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you know, that could be the kulyam. This is from the Chemiz, special chiddush. We don't pass this from Chemiz chiddush. That he's saying that you only use it for its use. It's a big chiddush. But that's what Leza holds, that you can't bring the knife for that. And therefore, you're stuck. You can't break into this migdol. You can't cut the string. That's what comes out over here. And he holds like, that's what's going on here. Now, there's an obvious question over here. I spoke at a Rashi that says that really, it should be Isidar Abonon to cut this thing because it's a structure. So Rashi says, going to the Rebbe, it's just the Rabbanon. To go to the Rebbe, so what's the problem to bring the knife? It's just only it's the Muk, only the Rabbanon. Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos the Masal Boy, yes. But ain't near it. The Chinami Sav Rav Leza, Krav Rechemia, Shari, Tiltal Sakon, Lesson Rabbanon. And therefore Tosfos didn't shot because of that Kasha. So what's the Teretz says Kasha? So as Emes answers, the Teretz is that Shvos is only Mutta, Bebena Shmashos for Erev, is only if it's Beshas the Erev. Getting the Erev, like breaking the string to get the Erev. But here, bringing the knife is a little step before that. That's not B'shas Maisa, and therefore, as Vasseva says, that you wouldn't be able to use the Heta of Shvus Ben HaShmashas. So Ad Kana Gemara with the Migdol, like we said in yesterday's share, this could be Negeya, if someone has the Erev Chatzeri in someone's house, and it gets locked into the house, could be you can't carry over there because you don't have your Erev, you can't get to your Erev. And these days, if it's a lock, and you have to break open a lock, it might be worse, even if it's only used to Rabbanon, because there's a Shalom Mazik, that's what the Sivas Shabbos says. You're not a Mazik at the house without permission. You're not a Mazik. Could be that makes it into Issa Deraisa, and therefore you cannot get the Erev out. Therefore, it's taka, a big problem, a local mindset, if your Erev gets stuck in someone's house. But this Mishnah was saying, the Machlekes here is, we had three different Shatim. Either if it's a Bingla Shalavainim, you can break down a Bingla Shalavainim, or if it's a Clio, it's oil. And the third Shat was, it's a string, and the Shalos can bring a knife to cut it. Now we're going to the new Mishnah over here. This Mishnah be'ikas may handle the shilas as fake sofik erev and all the halachas. Let's see the Mishnah. Nesgalgal chutz l'tchum. If you put an erev 2,000 amas away from yourself, and then it blew out of your 2,000 amas, it blew out of its place, and now it's 2,000 amas away. So that's the question. Unless the more they speak out, either if it's for Shabbos, then it's no erev. If it happened on Shabbos, very it's fine. But one case is Gagal Chos Tchum, it blew out of 2,000 amas, which is a problem, because if I'm home, and I'm kind of Shvisa there, I can't reach the Erev, because I'm out of 2,000 amas from the Erev now. And if my Shvisa is in the Erev, I can't move out of my 4 amas even, because I'm out of my Tchum right now. So that's why it's a problem, it goes out of the Tchum, and we'll see when it happened. That's one case how your Erev got nullified to a certain extent. Nuffel of Gal, or a pile of stones collapsed over your Erev, you can't get to it. Or in this rap, or the Erev got burnt. Or it was a truma in the Tmas, it was truma that got tame. So all these things, chutzot niskal chutzchum, nafal of gal, nisraf, truma tmas, midbay diyoim, if it happened before Shabbos, ain't an Erev, it's not an Erev. Mishach hasheichah, if it happened on Shabbos, Harei's Erev, once the Erev was, but Ben Hashmashos, you're good to go, even if it gets ruined on Shabbos. What about a Safik? I'm Safik. You're not sure. You find out on Shabbos something happened to the Erev. You don't know when it happened. What do you do? Ramei Rabbi Doimer Harei's a Chamar Gomel. He is the matzav of a Safik, and it's called a Chamar Gomel. Why is it called Chamar Gomel? Because when you put an Erev, usually when you're in your city, in place A, you go 2,000 amos in each direction. Now, you put your Erev within 2,000 amos to one side of you. Now, if the Erev is there, you go 2,000 amos in each direction that way. So here, if your Erev, with a Safik, where your Shvisa is, your Shvisa over here, or your Shvisa over there? If your Shvisa is over here, then you go 2,000 amos this way. If your Shvisa is over there, you go 2,000 each way. But if you're not sure, so the only place you go is the 2,000 amos in between the two. Because that's the only place where for sure belongs to both. That for sure belongs to both directions. And it's called a chamar gomel is, because the way you lead a chamar is in front of you, the way you lead a gomel is in back of you. So you're a chamar gomel. You have something in front, you stuck in front, and stuck in back of you. You have an air in front and back. That's called a chamar gomel. So suffik, basically saying you're a suffik. Rabbi Yehuda, you raise a chamar gomel. Rabbi Yehuda, no, suffik eriv is kosher. A suffik eriv is kosher. However you want to say it, maybe the bar is go was chazaka, that this stayed the way it is, chazaka mikara, but Safik Erev is kosher. Om Rav Yossi, same thing, Av Tulumas Heid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, a Safik Erev, he said over Edis from five elders, a Safik Erev is kosher, that the kalach is, that Safik Erev is kosher. So we're coming out over here, that we had a bunch of cases where the Erev gets ruined, you know, on Shabbos, before Shabbos, if it's a Safik, it's Machlekes. One man holds the Safik, one man holds that it's kosher. So first the Gemara is going to go through the different cases, and then the Gemara is going to talk about Safik. This Gagel Chos Tchum, Amar Rava, this halacha that if it rolls out of your Tchum, it's no good. It rolled out of your four Amos. Your Mokum Shvisa, 2,000 Amos away, has a four Amma area, and out of that you get 2,000 Amos. So if it rolled Chutz, your four Amos, it's no good. If it rolled out of your 2,000 Amos, but it's still in your four Amos, then it's fine. And therefore it's still considered in your Makom Shvisa, and it's fine. Not fall of gal. It said if a gal fell in it, your Erev is no good anymore. That we thought that you still could get it. That's what we thought first. It fell a gal, but you still get it. So Lemastisim Deloy Karabi. And we thought that it wasn't a deraisa to get it, it's only a shiloh of muksa. Stones are muksa. Sand is muksa. You could get it on Shabbos, but you're going to be over muksa. And it says in our Mishnah that it's not a good erev. Leima masisim d'loy karebi. May our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Di karebi, I'm going to call Dov Mishmash Shvos, Lagos Mishmash. What's the problem of muksa? It's not a problem of muksa, like we said over the before. It's not a problem if it's muksa, if it's sand, you could be over that. Because you can't, by Ben Hashmash, according to Rebbe, they weren't guys on Shvos Ben Hashmash. So is our Mishnah not like Rebbe? They want to fill a tame karebi. Here, it's such a big pile. You need a shovel and an axe to do this. And that's a derais already. Because that's an issa of binyan or chayrish. Depends where you are. In a house, it's an issa of binyan. And in the fields, it's a chayrish. So it comes out, it's a shayla of derais. So it comes out, it's really not a good error. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, so why do you have to give me two cases? That it rolled out of a tchum, or my pile fell on it? They're both the same level. There's not your error is gone. I hear in this galgal, it's not even within your 2,000 amos. That's why it's not a good area. I have an awful lot of gal, but a pile fell in it, even though it's not accessible, the Isa Gabe, the Lamai says here, there may be Im Lav Erev, which should be Erev. Because it's covered, you can't even see it. I have a galgal, even the Osi Ziko, Maisile, but it's galgal, even though it's out of my tchum, but since it's open, it's possible for me to get back into my tchum. Maybe a wind will come, make a nay, semaisila, aim will have air, maybe it's air. Since it's possible for me to reach there on Shabbos, how? A roll here. Mashenkin by a paw, it's impossible. So tzricha, you need both cases. So akparam, that's why we're saying both chedushim of not being able to reach the air.